Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. This is about the new president of Hungary, because just a few days ago, it was on the 8th, that the Hungarian parliament elected a new person, Baka András, okay? Or full name, Baka András Bálint, because of course they put the surname first in Hungary, followed by the Christian name. So Mr. Bakash is no spring chicken. He's 73 years of age. His birthday's on the 11th of December. And he is best known as a jurist. So he'll be assuming office on the 19th instant. Is that Hungarian National Day? So because Tamás Sulyok, also a lawyer and also a former jury consult, he was president of the Constitutional Court before he became president. He'll be stepping down. So anyway, so Baka, it's surprising to go back to older leaders. There's some relatively young leaders. And there's a super majority for the Tisza party. The party takes its name from the major river of Hungary, or besides the Danube. What do they call it? Danau? I can't remember what that is in Hungarian, because it's Dunarea in Romanian, Donau auf Deutsch. I can't think what it is, just Duna or something. Anyway, so he was Chief Justice of the Hungarian Supreme Court 2009 to 2011. And this person's appointed by a vote in the National Assembly, as in the legislature, and so forth. He was got rid of by Orban Viktor 3 years early. So the Fidesz party, Orban Viktor's party, got rid of him. They renamed it Curia and so on. And Baka sued the government in Baka versus Hungary, held before the European Court of Human Rights, which found that removing him had been illegal. And so this has been an abridgment or an intrusion into his right to express himself freely, and that he'd been deprived of due process and so forth. And it's because Baka had been outspoken against the Orbán administration. On the other hand, I don't know how it is in the Hungarian constitution, isn't it unbecoming of a judge to publicly express his political views? He mustn't vocalize these things, lest there be any suspicion of partiality, because he might have to hear cases against the Orban government or against Mr. Orban personally. Anyway, so the Tisza party has elected him. He's going to be the new president of Hungary, obviously largely a figurehead. Now, remember, Magyar Péter is the prime minister of Hungary, and he was a leading figure in Orban party's Fidesz, or Orban Viktor's Fidesz party for many years. Fidesz is like an acronym of Young Democrat. They were young in the 1980s when they were founded. But Magyar Péter, as in Magyar, his surname means Hungarian, is in his mid-40s, so he's much younger than Orban Viktor. And then he split from Orban Viktor's party a couple of years ago, set up Tisza. He had wanted Polgár Judit, a woman, to hold that office, but she said that she couldn't cope with it because it's just a very challenging position. It'd be too much angst. So Baka is then being elected. So he's not a member of any political party, even though Tisza voted for him. So is he good news or not? What do you think? So he's the 8th president elected by a supermajority. And so he'll be sworn in a few days. Okay, so certainly Sulyok Tamás, who is not quite as old as the other guy. How old is he? 68, something like that. So he's been removed from office after only a short period, because he served for only about a year and a half, right? Because Nova Katalin, that youngish woman who was president, became president at age 44, the first woman to hold that office, and the youngest ever president of Hungary. She was kicked out over, I think, was it pardoning a paedophile, something like that. So there's been a lot of chopping and changing. Is this instability? The old president, Sulyok Tamás, he had a falling out with Magyar Péter, and so that was it. So then they've had to have like an acting president. What is to be done? Is this good news or bad? I mean, I don't know enough about this guy's opinions, but I wonder whether it's not quite right, because the acting president is Forsthofer Ágnes. Okay, so she's a Hungarian business executive, a member of Tisza. She was Speaker of the National Assembly, and so on. So she's had to automatically, she serves as president in the time when there is a vacancy. And that's really just an interregnum. So we're holding the fort for about a fortnight. What do you, I mean, I don't know enough about the guy to say whether this is a good thing or bad thing. I mean, Orban Viktor's part of the politics, some of it was unpalatable. I don't think it's as horrific as his enemies pretend. And by the way, Magyar Péter, he's not that different, because remember, he was involved in that party for 20 years. So he disagrees with Orban Viktor a little. He's a milder version of the same. What say you? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.